Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. One of the main goals of this podcast is to help you, the listener, learn to see life from a different point of view. Life is an amazing gift, but life, if we're all being honest, is littered with moments of pain. I mean physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain. And as long as we're being honest here, life has more than its fair share of sorrow and suffering. At times, life honestly just doesn't seem fair. I'm just being real here. Let me tell you something that I've come to know. Did you know that you can actually change the way you feel by changing the way you think? It's true. Every feeling we have is attached to a thought we're thinking. We'll talk more about that later. All I need to say now is that we are people of choice, and we can always choose how we will respond to even the difficulties and the circumstances of life that are beyond our control. Personally, I've dealt with many painful issues during the course of my life. I've dealt with the struggle to find my true identity, sexual and otherwise, in Christ. I've dealt with moments of betrayal and abandonment. I've grieved the loss of friends and loved ones. I've battled episodes of depression, endured episodes of all-out panic attacks. I've even endured very real moments of persecution as a direct result of my faith in Christ. And to top it all off, I'm currently battling Parkinson's disease, which is certainly not a walk in the park by any means. But you know what? In spite of all those painful moments of life, I can honestly say this. Life is good. And I can honestly say I am in no way a victim. I am a victor. John 8:32 tells us that we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. What's the first step required to get to that truth? Our own honest confession. I confess my failure, my sin, to Father God, and He cleanses me. I confess my fear, I confess my anxiety to Jesus, and He surrounds me with overwhelming love that honestly eradicates my fear. I confess my grief or my pain or my suffering or my whatever I'm facing in any given moment, and my Father God meets me in that moment. But we never get to the freedom we desire if we're not willing to get honest with God and to get honest with ourselves. It's in that moment of honesty with the Lord that I am given grace to see my predicament or to see my circumstance from His point of view. Where I see an impassable mountain, He sees a molehill. Where I see disappointment, He sees an opportunity for restoration. Where I see a wound or a hurt, he sees an opportunity to comfort and to heal. Where I see no possible way out, He somehow makes a way. Where I see despair and hopelessness, He sees an opportunity for joy. The truth is, Jesus can handle our honesty. He can. He can free us from guilt. He can deliver us from shame. He can replace our regrets with healing grace by simply allowing us to see those regretful moments from His point of view. Now, I say all that to say this. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I've come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, that's a mouthful, but I'm your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, You Are Living Water. This is from the worship recording called Let It Rain. This particular song came to me way back on March 24th of 1992. Here's what I wrote about the song during the time it came to me. During the time I received this song, I was in the midst of asking God what direction my life and ministry was headed. In fact, I believe it was and is His promptings and the tuggings of my heart that were causing the questions of my very heart. When I realized that God allows dry and searching times to cause me to see my need for Him, I'm more willing to follow Him, even if following Him leads me through a desert all alone. The truth is this, He will not leave me, He will not forsake me, He has sent the Holy Spirit to walk with me and talk with me. I need not be dry, even if I live in the desert. Bless you, Lord. Those words seemed so relevant to me back in that day. But guess what? They seem even more so today. In a sense, I'm in the middle of nowhere in this battle with Parkinson's. But you know what I've found to be true? God meets me even in the middle of nowhere. He is there. I am not alone in this. He is pure living water, quenching the thirstiest places of my soul. Let's seek him now. Lord, you are pure, refreshing, living water for my soul. Thank you for your presence in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 3 says this, "You there, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies shown to David." We are to taste and see that the Lord is good. We are to drink deep of his living water. He's available to us any moment, any time, anywhere, any circumstance. Reality is that even in the middle of nowhere moments of our lives, God is there with us. All we have to do is acknowledge his presence by faith and choose to believe that truth. Freedom comes as a result. Fear and anxiety are cast down by the love of God, and our thoughts are renewed in that process. Every feeling we have comes directly from a thought we think. By focusing on the truth of God's word, the truth that he is with us and loves us massively, we change the way we think. And when we change the way we think, guess what? We change the way we feel. Let's take good long drinks from the fountain of God's living water today. Just allow him to refresh and replenish the dry and thirsty places in your heart and mind. All we had to do is ask. That's the truth. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Sheringan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, amazing, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider something for me? Consider becoming a member of my team. If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called us to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. And if you don't mind, would you take a few seconds and leave me a review wherever you happen to listen to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast? It really does help increase listeners when you leave those reviews. That would just mean a lot to me. It really would. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book to that autobiography called Renewing Your Mind. You can also get copies of my latest book, The Middle of Nowhere, which details some of my journey through the most difficult times of my life, including my current battle with Parkinson's. I have two fantasy book series there for young readers. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. Just go to Amazon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, You Are Living Water, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you get nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.